I'm Rebecca S. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
I cannot tell you how great this has been for me, newer to recovery, to hear from so many different people things that resonated. And one of the things that I really appreciate is when we have that collective sound in the room where we all go, oh. It's like the everyone got punched in the stomach at the same time going,
oh, me too.
Yeah. So I once heard on a speaking tape, somebody said that it's really good to be in a recovery program because we recognize regularly that our lives had become unmanageable. And yet the reality is that life has always been unmanageable for everyone, everywhere, all the time. And for anyone to think life is manageable and that we have control is insanity. And I love that so much. But in the words of Taylor Swift, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem, it's me. Okay. I have a tendency to grab control, image maintenance, image working. We heard it so many different times, so many different ways that we want to project a certain image. We want to be seen a certain way. We want to be responded to a certain way. We want this control, and it just doesn't work. But this problem that I've had my whole life, finally recognizing that the problem is me, ending up in OA after I qualified for a lot of other 12-step groups and fooled myself to thinking I had dealt with addiction and just kept building a bigger wall, literally. But ended up in OA and found that there is a solution. Like in the book. It's actually in there. And it was pointed out to me by someone that when you turn the pages, it says at the top, AA, there is a solution. AA, there is a solution. Just go for like 10 pages. Just look at the top. AA, there is a solution. It's right there. It's right there at the top. It's great. And then read those pages. But those lead us to promises. And I remember hearing promises in the first meetings and thinking, y'all are crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. And then somewhere in, you know, year two is where I started to go, oh shit, these are real. These actually happen for people. And they're actually happening for me. So to qualify, I'm abstinent date of January 30th of 2020. Came in just before the pandemic, have worked in the same location for 20 some years. And when the pandemic was over, they had no idea who I was anymore because the only thing they could recognize was my voice. That was pretty cool and also very funny. But the things that had let me up, when we're talking about accepting these principles in all our affairs, I too had the same problem where it's like there are too many principles and I have ADHD, and that's going to become very clear as I'm talking. So I had to go very broad stroke, very, very broad stroke. And I just took like three broad principles of 12-step OA program that have affected ripply out in my whole life. And the first one is the service that prior to OA, I don't know if I could ever do service without resentment. That's the collective sound I was talking about. That's that right there that you did. Uh-huh. Okay, right room. Good. Yeah, I couldn't do service without resentment. It didn't matter if it was it didn't matter where. It didn't matter if it was work or home or even for my own self. Like, that's why I was like, you guys do what? Because the tools for me, I saw as service to myself, and I couldn't do them without resentment. But that service and love, learning that God does for me what I cannot do for myself, means that I have to flip the script then and do for myself the part that God wants me to do. I kept flipping that. I kept trying to do God's part. Like, I got this, God. I got the part you got. It's good. Okay, you're gonna do that. Like, you're gonna just magically get rid of my weight, right? Can I just get whatever the magic thing is? By the way, those of you who talked about knees, I had a knee issue at my higher weight. I'm down 105 down from my top known weight, because I'm saying top known weight because I said I wasn't going to make it past a certain weight. And when I hit that weight, I just stopped weighing myself. You might be an addictive. So, and then I'm up 40 from what is my bottom known weight. But I had knee problems, and I had a doctor rudely tell me, you got to lose weight because of my knee. And he told me, for every pound I lost, I would take 6 pounds of pressure. I have lost 630 pounds of pressure off my knees. My God. It does a thing. But that love and service to self and others, that it changes. And I've seen how it's drastically changed, that I don't have a resentment. I don't have a resentment against the tools, because they're service to myself. And my abstinence is an act of service to the entire world and anyone who knows me. But service outside then, certainly in my meetings, certainly with fellows, certainly that, but where it's, I'm seeing it be this principle that does something different is with family. And I have ailing parents, and you know, if Facebook talked about how I grew up, it would be, it's complicated. Black sheep of the family. Adult child of an alcoholic, but we weren't ever supposed to talk about the alcohol. Blah, 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 blah. So many just, it was a hot mess. Let's just put it that way. It was a dysfunction lasagna. There were many layers. Okay. So some of you feel like you might be related. Okay. You understood the lasagna. All right. That as my parents are aging, my mom got Parkinson's, and this woman who I knew, like, grew up only knowing her back because she was always too busy. And now she was the one where I learned control. Like, she's not to blame. She's not to blame, but I certainly picked up where she left off and took it from there. You understand? Like, I took it next level. But to watch her lose control of her body, and a crazy moment happened where I actually got to sit at my mom's feet, which drive her nuts because they're pained. And I said, Mom, could I rub your feet? That I actually thought of that? That's a fucking miracle. Because that's not me. I'm too self-focused, too self-centered. And it had no people-pleasing. It wasn't to earn her approval. It was like actually seeing, oh, she's in pain here. I've got hands that work. Hers don't. And the crazy thing was the next morning when she said, would you be willing to do that again? What is even happening here? I learned that God asked me to do for myself, but I'm not supposed to take his part, and I'm also not supposed to do for others what they should be doing. Man, am I good at doing for others what I think they should be doing. I don't know what. Like, right? Okay, not just me. So I take a lot of other stuff, and I'm learning because of what I'm learning through service, is like part of service is make room for other people to be of service too. Let them also be of service. It's so crazy how this works. Next principle, broad stroke principle, anonymity. Woo! Okay. I'm going to say something that sounds weird. People who know me understand this, but like, listen, nobody joins a cult, okay? I just need you to, nobody joins them. Nobody laughed at that. Oh crap, wrong room. Okay, nobody, but I accidentally did. And because when you're raised in one high control situation, it's really easy to find another high control situation that feels like home. Okay, so it wasn't my friend's joke, and they go, it was really cult light. There was no like sex or anything like that, so it wasn't like juicy. Okay. It was just a high control situation where people, it was a confession culture. Everyone had to know everyone else's business, because if you knew everyone else's business, then no one could leave the group. Okay, so now you're looking around your life too, aren't you? Yeah. I came into OA meetings and I heard you talk about anonymity. I cried. Hearing anonymity, I was like, my secrets are safe? What is that? And now, like, having years of having, you guys weren't kidding. Like, honestly, I wish some of you could have known who I was when I came in the room. This little, what we've got here, it's completely changed my life. Like somebody said, I don't know if it was early today or last night, I have no idea who I am anymore because I'm still fresh enough in my recovery and still new enough to this that it's like I'm still in this, like, I don't know what I'm becoming. I'm just hitting the next layer of ugly that my higher power is pointing out as like, hey, you're ready to face off with this character defect now. But I could have never, ever faced off with any of this stuff without that, without anonymity, without the safety, without the support, without other people making the same sound of, me too, without, I don't even, like, it's rocked me. My husband and I joke, we just celebrated 10 years of marriage, and it was a little questionable when I joined the program if we were going to stay married. And when I came back home and I told him, honey, I don't know who I'm going to be. And you've already had like 7 wives in this one person. So I don't know what that's going to look like. And it's so funny because I married Mr. Consistent. Like everything about him is consistent and everything about me is not at all. And I'm like, I don't know what this is going to look like. And he's like, hey, I guess I'm just so long for the ride. I'm like, hold on. But it's, that anonymity allows for that spiritual condition to become entirely other. And for me, it had to be. It had to. I cannot stay the same. Someone else said that this weekend. I cannot bring yesterday's dysfunction into today. I just can't do that. It's not going to work. But it's the anonymity that allows us to have that fresh start every day. It's like a clean slate. And if I get that, then I need to start offering that to my husband, my parents, my sister, my son. That anonymity for me became autonomy, and it was something I had never experienced. Very weird. Very weird. I don't know how you guys all figured this one out, but last super broad stroke principle, having a plan of action. Just gonna try not to crack myself up. I can't take a sip right now because I'll do my own spit take. Listen, plan of action. I was so busy doing nothing. And like, you talked about the tools, and I was, I do not have time for that. Because I have a very full schedule. So many things. I have no idea what I was busy doing. I'm only a few years into this, and I have no idea how I was so busy. Okay, I wasn't a cult, but I got out of it. I was so busy doing absolutely nothing, just running, controlling, manipulating, trying to be somebody I wasn't, trying to get you to think I was somebody that I wasn't, trying to get me to think I'm somebody that I was busy. And I found out the plan of action has nothing to do with any of those. And it's like this surrender of the outcome. It's taking action and then letting go. Take the action and you let it go. You take the action and you let it go. And it's not these like, it's you know, we've heard it so many times. I'm just repeating what I've heard, but it's just the next right thing. It's not even, do I know what the next thing to do is? No, I don't. But I bet I can figure out the next right thing if I just take it, just a beat. And it's so funny. I mean, it got to the point where it cracked me up that for a couple weeks, I would call my sponsor on a regular basis. Well, for 2 weeks, I was calling my sponsor. And gosh, you know, something's terribly wrong. I can't quite put my finger on what's wrong right now with the recovery, but, you know, something's really wrong. There's internally, it's just not right. I don't feel okay. I'm very unsettled. I don't know what's after 2 weeks of having this same conversation, what I realized, I was experiencing serenity and contentment. And it was so foreign to me that I could only assume something was wrong. Again, the collective sound. I heard you. Yes. The plan of action is different than control, and the plan of action allowed for me to do that thing of, we talked about that body acceptance. For me, that was huge because I spent so much time growing up in the place that I grew up. It's not just that I didn't want to be who I was. It was that I didn't want to be where I was. So I spent so many years of my life just trying to get out of my own body, out of my own head, just let me out. So, you know, I tried the drugs, the alcohol, don't recommend it. Don't do it. Just say no. And then food worked for a while and then it didn't. And one of the things that's just so crazy for me is that it's not a body positivity that I'm experiencing, but it's an actual okayness being present in it, which is something I hadn't ever experienced before, of being aware. This is going to sound nuts, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll hear the collective sound. I don't know. But recognizing that I'm the one behind my own eyes, and I'm the one who's in my own skin, and I'm the one whose feet are planted here, and I'm the one who's seeing you as you're the one who's seeing me. And it's okay that I'm here and that you're there. And that sounds so dumb and so simple, but I had never, ever experienced that. To the point where I just started learning this thing of talking to my body like it was a separate person. Hey, body, you did a real good job. I tried to take you out. You fought to get us to here today. You're pretty badass. Good job, body. So I'm so sorry. I do this regularly, make living amends to my body. Hey, body, I'm so sorry I put you in places and with people who didn't recognize your value, and that included myself, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm so sorry that I spent a lot of years putting a lot of poison in you, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to put you in places and with people who don't recognize your value, which includes me. I'm not going to pump you full of poisons anymore, and I'm so glad that you fought to get us here today, because without you, I wouldn't have made it here today. It's like these, it's the weirdest thing, but it's like, it's not body positivity, but it's like, oh yeah, these stretch marks, they're proof I made it, man. Yeah. You know, like, it's okay. Literal silver lining. Few people got that one. So that plan of action, it becomes this very different thing. And that plan of action, helps me move through the world without control, which for me is it changes everything. So it's still me here. I'm still the problem. It's me. But these principles that run deep, and they're so broad, but they're so deep that they don't stay in one place. They're expansive. Much like our higher powers are. And it moves me from focusing on the problem, me, into leaning into the solution. It's found in the big book, it's found in the steps, and it's a spiritual solution. And it comes with promises. Are these extravagant promises?
We think not.
I don't think so either. Not anymore. Thank you.